I am Rick Thomas, and you can find me at rickthomas.net. One of the many resources we provide to the body of Christ is our long-distance education course that we call our Mastermind Training, where we equip an individual to become an experienced discipler. Some of our students become formalized counselors. You can learn more about our Mastermind course at rickthomas.net/education1. That is the number one. Part of the students' training is to work through case studies. There are 48 of them altogether in our program. In this podcast, I'm going to share one of these case studies with you, which consists of a counseling scenario, plus a few questions that the student has to answer. You're welcome to use our case studies personally or in small group settings. Today's case study is, I can't connect with my church. Sylvia's mother says that her daughter has a hard time connecting with the people at her local church. The mom, Mrs. Avery, has called you to ask your advice on how to counsel her daughter. Sylvia has been married for 13 years and has been attending South Shore Community Church in Galveston, Texas, for 14 months with her husband and two kids. South Shore is a Reformed Baptist church with approximately 1,700 members. They have two services on Sunday morning and several Bible studies and other programs throughout the week, including weekly small group meetings. Sylvia's mother says that Sylvia is shy by nature and has a hard time meeting others. She also believes South Shore is just too big for her daughter to attend. Though Mrs. Avery likes all the ministries that the church provides for her daughter, she thinks a smaller church would suit Sylvia and her family better. That is the counseling scenario. Now here are the questions that the student has to answer. Number one, what would you tell Sylvia's mother? Question 2. If you were counseling Sylvia, what step-by-step process would you lay out for her to help her think biblically about how to make this decision? Question number 3. What are some of the things missing in this situation that hinders you from truly helping her? Question 4. Since the words shy and connecting are not helpful terms, what words would you use to help Mrs. Avery, Sylvia's mom, think more biblically about the situation? And finally, number 5. Sylvia and Mrs. Avery are in the lyrics of a classic rock song. What is the name of that song? You can find this case study on our website, rickthomas.net. The title of it is, I Can't Connect with My Church. You're welcome to use it personally. You're welcome to use it in your small group training. If we can serve you in any way, or if you would like to learn more about our Mastermind training, please go to rickthomas.net, and the training information is /education1.